Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Sporting News put out their list of the top 15 free agent quarterbacks, Rob. And it's a shocker. All right. I'm just going to start here and let you go. Brady was number one. And to let you know who's on the list, Lamar Jackson was two. Daniel Jones, three. Derek Carr, four. Jimmy Garoppolo, five. Geno Smith, six. Rest, Jacoby Brissett, Carson Wentz, Teddy, you know, backups. Rob, and you know, I like Brady. You're not that much of a, you know,
right.
fond of him. I like him. We know that. But I call it like it is. And I can see how a Miami, I don't know if San Francisco would even want him at this point just because their QB situation looks pretty good. But a team like that, I'm not saying he can't go anywhere and play well, Rob. I said yesterday he's still like a top 20 quarterback. Pro Football Focus, which I respect a lot, Rob, they had him ranked 10th this season. So I'm not saying he's not still good, maybe. But to say he is the top free agent quarterback of the offseason when Lamar Jackson is available, maybe, you know, we'll see if they franchise him. I don't know if that has something to do with the rankings, but I would have Lamar first and I would have Derek Carr second.
Absolutely, Chris. It is ludicrous by Sporting News to rank Tom Brady as the top free agent quarterback this coming offseason. Because the way he played this past season, Chris, he was more like Peter Brady, who hit Marsha in the nose with that football, than Tom Brady, who's won 7 Super Bowls. That's how bad it was. Chris, you ready for a number, a stat? This past year, when the Bucs were 3rd and 11 or longer, 3rd down or and 11 yards or longer, Chris, Tom Brady was 0-41. Do you hear? Hello? Is this on? Can you believe that stat? 0-41. That is an unbelievable stat. I get why people are enamored with Tom Brady. We get it because of the championships. We get it because he went to Tampa Bay and it worked that 1 year. I get it. So people can't let it go. This
and,
is what
and
I was
last
talking.
Year it worked. I mean, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but he played. Remember, Rob, a lot of people, including me, thought he could have been the MVP. So he played well last year.
But this whole notion that he's better than Lamar is ridiculous. Yeah, that's and you just said Derek Carr is a really he's been through the meat grinder and he didn't have a great year, Chris. He's had like 15 coaches in the last 6 years or whatever it is, and 24 offensive coordinators. It's been a mess. But he's a talented guy. He's younger. He's somebody you could build on. You know, like right. He's going to be around for 5, 6, 8 years. I mean, he's not old. So this whole notion that Tom Brady's the best free agent quarterback available is living in the past. That's what that is. That is a lifetime achievement award. That's because you just can't turn away. You like shiny objects, and you look at those Super Bowl trophies and think, if it's not, as you said, Chris, if it ain't perfect for him, and I'm talking about offensive line, a good defense, you know, and good playmakers and all these other things, it's not going to work.
Right. Now, Derek Carr, the reason you kind of hit on it, the reason I would put him ahead of Brady is because he's younger. Now, if I'm Miami, I'm not looking at Derek Carr. I'm going with Tua, assuming he can play. I don't think Carr is great. He's a good quarterback. He's in that Kirk Cousins area or tier. If somebody wants to argue, well, for 1 year, you take Brady. I don't think Brady was as bad as you do, Rob. I mean, I'm just saying he is not a force multiplier anymore. He is not a guy that's going to come in and make others better. You better already have dudes that can ball basically everywhere. And he is so smart. He still is accurate. He still has the arm strength, even though in the playoff game he was throwing a lot of stuff short because he was trying to get rid of it before he got hit. But he can, in a good situation like that, I get it. He's not what he used to be, but he's still good, but not great. But, Rob, I'm going to say this, and a lot of it just boils down to situations because I think the Raiders, and we'll get to this later, but I think they should go after Aaron Rodgers. I think he would be, you know, maybe they'll go after Brady. There's a lot of talk about that too. But Brady's numbers, Rob, were better than Aaron Rodgers this year. As bad as Brady looked, his numbers were better across the board, essentially. More yards per game. I get you want to say, well, he threw the ball a ton. But he threw for 25 touchdowns. Rodgers threw for 26. He threw up only 9 picks. And Rodgers threw 12, and obviously Brady threw like about 200 more passes than Rodgers. Brady had a higher QBR. So I'm just saying he also did it behind an offensive line that, you know, Rodgers had a great offensive line. Brady's was pretty good too, but not awesome like Rodgers. And he had no running game, whereas Rodgers did. So I don't think he was as horrible as you. But my main thing is there's no way you can put him ahead of Lamar Jackson. That's lunacy unless you said, well, Lamar might probably won't be available.
No,
so don't
but
put him on the list.
Exactly.
But if you got him on the list, then let's, you know what I mean? Make it a real list. And Lamar is way better than Brady at this point.
If you're not counting him, he shouldn't be on the list. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have him on the list and then negate him and say, well, he might. No. Then he shouldn't be on the list if you're using that as a criteria. Lamar and Derek Carr definitely would be ahead of Tom Brady.
Because, Rob, let's say, like, I'm Miami or San Francisco, those seems like the best situations for Brady. Imagine Lamar there. Lamar with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and then the ability to run. And you can say, well, how well does Lamar throw it? We know he's a good thrower. He's not a great thrower. But with those two, I mean, they go up and get stuff or, you know, Mahomes underthrew Tyreek Hill a lot and Hill got the passes and they can catch it 8 yards down the field and turn it into a 65-yarder. So, if you put Lamar in San Francisco, Rob, same thing. Debo can turn, 10 yards into 70. Christian McCaffrey, like him and Lamar run. Oh, my gosh. So there's no situation imaginable where you're better off with Tom Brady at this point than Lamar Jackson.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's still on the line.
Off the show.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
yeah,
listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Their owner, Mike Brown, or the team president and owner, he said this this week about Burrow. He's going to have a long career. We certainly want it to be here in Cincinnati. I think his window will extend over his whole career, echoing what Burrow said. But there is the fact that when you don't have to pay the quarterback some extraordinary amount, that leaves room to pay other players more, and therefore you can keep more players that are good players. That's what people are referring to there. Mahomes and others of that like, his words, they seem to make it go even after they have gotten their payday. So he's basically, he's implying, insinuating that he wants Joe Burrow to take, you know, less money than he's worth on the market, so they can keep some of their other players. Rob, your thoughts?
This is why when he said his window's going to be open the whole time, I already Cincinnati has a history. They're not like the big boys. They don't have the same kind of money. He shouldn't even be talking about this, about asking his quarterback to take a hometown discount. Why is this a conversation, Chris? Seriously. This is why teams don't win. This is why certain teams don't win.
You can talk about that. Like, first of all, not after the season, right? There's no need to talk about that right now. It's good for us as media.
Rob,
I don't know that you ever need to put that out there. If you want to, when you meet with Burrow and his representation, and you say, look, Joe, you explain it as you see it. We can't keep Jamar and T and Tyler and Mixon and all these guys if we pay you this. You know, like, you can deal with that, him and privately with that. But to put it out there, I don't know if it'll come back to bite him or not, but I don't like him putting it out there like that.
No, and what he does is he puts the onus on the kid.
Right.
That's what you're doing. You're turning the fan base against him. Joe, why you got to be so greedy? Yeah, don't take all the money. You know, save it for so that we can win a championship. How much is enough? You don't need that. No, he's not saying, I'll lower the ticket prices. Hey, Joe, take less, but I'll make the ticket prices less. I won't charge $9 for a hot dog. Do you see what I'm saying, Chris? This is all to make the fans go against Joe Burrow or to make him feel.
Well, I don't think that's his plan. But
no, but that's what happened.
It could have that impact. Absolutely. Well, Rob, when Mahomes took less money, it wasn't like the Chiefs weren't out there weeks, months before saying, yeah, he's going to have to take less. It was a surprise, right? It was a surprise, everybody. Wow. I mean, obviously, it was promoted as $500 million. But it was a surprise, and I'm with you on that, Rob. I don't know why you would put this out there, three, four, 5 days, whatever it is, before a playoff game.
I just don't. It doesn't make any sense, and it's unfair. Chris, they already changed the rules against the quarterbacks. You remember the number one pick used to get paid big time. All the players ganged up against the number one picks. Oh, why should they get paid that much money? They haven't played it down in the NFL. So the owners got the players to turn on the quarterbacks. That's right. They turned on them, right? Because it was more of them not getting that than the quarterbacks. And now they're telling the quarterbacks again, no, you shouldn't take the most money, even though we all know without a quarterback, you ain't winning jack. Almost not. No, you know what I mean?
Well,
you have a superior defense, Chris, you're not winning a Super Bowl.
Well,
I think it's unfair to put the burden on them.
I don't think it's just they're just trying to keep quarterbacks from making the money, because obviously they do make the most money, but it was just a rookie scale because whoever the number one pick is, you know,
but it's mostly
name
nowadays
your price.
Quarterbacks. I get it, but I'm saying
you can name
it was
your,
wrong.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, remember the NBA? I thought the rookie scale was good. It's good because in the NBA they were just holding the teams hostage and getting all this money. They might not even be that good, and they're making more than perennial all stars and all NBA players, and same in the NFL. So I don't mind that.
Yeah, I disagree. When you put in the work and you're like a big time college football player, and you
that don't
won
mean you're gonna
you
be a big time pro player.
I get it, but that's buyer be that's the deal. You roll the dice. They could sign a big contract too, Chris, and not pan out totally. So you can't.
That's what I'm saying. But you only get the big contract. It typically, if you've proven yourself.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, all I'm saying is I thought it was bad. I just don't believe in it because there's no profit caps for owners. They don't care. For an owner to stand out there and talk about taking less when he's charging $40 for a hot dog, I have a problem with it. That's just me.
Well, they have a cap, though. They do have a cap. Now, you can argue whether or not they should have a cap. But when they do have a cap, it does impact, you know, what you can add to your team.
Because I just say, well, the cap, they come up with a
right. I mean, the cap is in place.
Show me the profits that they make.
But I'm saying that's a different argument. I'm just saying under the rules they have, it's harder to add around a player or, you know, players around a quarterback that's making top dollar. I got no problem with them making top dollar. But I'm just saying,
why should he take less? Joe Burrow, tell
I just forgot his name. The owner.
Mike Brown.
Tell Mike Brown he should cut his profits. Tell him to take less money. How much money does he make? Open your books. I dare to quarterback
they do
to tell
when
a,
they collect,
an owner
collect
to do
the
that.
Bargaining. I mean, but Rob, I mean, but the cap is real. I mean, that's for collective bargaining. But you can't
that.
Just act like there's no salary cap. It's real.
What I'm saying is I'm not taking less. That's for you to figure out. You figure it out. That's why you got a capologist. That's why you have a GM. You figure it out. You can make
but
it
if
work.
You figure out and you take – look, I don't have a problem with a guy taking more. And I don't have a problem with a guy taking less. Like, it's up to Joe Burrow. If he feels like, you know what, I think we will be able to keep more guys if I take less – But Chris, make sure you're right, because Mahomes took less and they lost Tyreek Hill.
Okay,
let me ask you. There's other players you got to keep around.
And the Rams are way over the cap, Chris, with bonuses. The Saints are cleared over $100 million against the cap in one season because you could finagle the numbers. The Rams won a Super Bowl, and what did they do? They paid everybody. They gave Matthew Stafford. They're way over the salary cap, and they still won. So it ain't just
know what their future holds.
I agree the future's messed up, but I'm talking about it don't mean that you can only win one way, which is by the quarterback not making any money. That's a fallacy.
Well, but it's not about him not making any money. I mean, Tom Brady always took less money. For the most part. And he still has made more money so far to date than any quarterback ever.
Yeah,
now, he won't.
25 years.
Obviously, at the end of. Yeah, but years ago, he still has surpassed everybody. Peyton Manning, all these guys. So, he won't be that, obviously, going forward. But I don't have a problem with a guy that could get $45 million saying, I'll take 40. Now, if he wants to take all 45, fine. But I'm just saying it's up to Joe Burrow. And if Burrow wants to do, it depends on what he wants to do. Because I don't think it's not going to affect the other players. You know, like that was the thought. But Deshaun Watson took all his money and Kyler Murray still got less. And Russell Wilson took less. You know, got less than Watson. And when Patrick Mahomes took the less money than he could have got, Deshaun still got all the money he wanted. So whatever Joe Burrow does, the next quarterback can do what he wants to do. So that's my thinking on it, Rob. But I don't like Brown putting it out there. To me, that serves no purpose, especially at this point in time.
It really doesn't. It's just some certain things you don't need to talk about. And he's negotiating in the press, Chris. That's what he's doing. He's putting
smart.
Out there. Yeah, he's putting out there what Joe Burrow should do and be worried about. Fans are now reading that. Yeah, Joe, don't take all the money. We need this. We need that. We need to win. Don't be greedy. And then that's the word that gets out there. If he wants the max deal allowed for him, he's greedy. No,
right.
What he's worked for. It's not. Right. He's not greedy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is.
And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The man with the best, most appropriate theme music in all of sports.
He sounds sexy.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
A t-shirt ripper.
A Mr.
Ripper.
Universe. Real talk. And a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. And a First Things First regular guest analyst.
Our man, Greg Jennings.
What up?
Jennings.
What's happening?
Hey, so Greg, I hear you're like a great bowler. Please tell me.
Yo, you got to tell us the story, man, or you know I'm going to tell it in a way you ain't going to like.
No, it's, we went out. We had a little outing, Fox family, you know, FS1, Carton Show, you know, New York family, and It was all bad. It was all wrong, man. I mean, it was just all wrong. As a bowler, as somebody who professes to be a bowler, to go into a bowling alley without your shoes and ball, it's a no-no. You know, the lanes were dry. These aren't excuses. These are facts.
No, those are excuses. We gonna have to have some bowlers call up and see if those are excuses or explanations.
I will say this. My resume speaks for itself. I own every bit of the disappointing, extremely disappointing 114 and whatever else that I bowl.
Because your average is 236, right?
My average is 226.
226.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a drop off. That's bringing your F game.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that you thought Dallas was going to do.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
Shots fired.
I know. All right, let's start there with Dallas. You know, as I thought they would struggle and get beat, quite frankly, by Tampa Bay, I have been saying that their A game is as good as anybody else in the NFC. I just don't think they bring it consistently. Do you think now that Dallas has turned a corner and is going to, you know, play its A game or close to it the rest of the way? And if so, what does that mean?
Well, I certainly hope so, because if they do, then that's great for everyone involved. Every fan that's going to be watching the game that we're going to be able to see this weekend against the Niners, It's going to be impressive. It's going to be one to watch. Look, Dallas can beat anybody if they play up to their standard and expectation of what we feel like they're capable of doing, both offensively and defensively. They just haven't done that. You mentioned it. And so if Dak plays the way that he played, Dak was special, and it was good to see. It was fun to watch Dak kind of in his mode, just – the game slowed down tremendously for him. It was cool to see.
Well, let me say here, the Cowboys, to me, I can't go forward if I'm the Cowboys with a kicker who misses four extra points. I can't, Greg, because in the playoffs, those kicks, those extra points, those field goals are huge. Ask Adam Vinatieri and Tom Brady. You wouldn't be mentioning Tom Brady without Adam Vinatieri making some of those huge kicks in the postseason to win Super Bowl. So my point is, can you trust him enough? I feel like you can't play him because he has the yips. I would be looking for somebody else.
Well, you say you can't trust him, right, Rob? That's you.
Yes.
But what's your other option? Go out and find somebody who has not performed for you in this situation. Like, you can't do that either. You believe that you have a guy that just had a moment. I remember there was a time – last year, I think Mason Crosby missed, like, three straight kicks or something crazy. And it was like they didn't panic. This is what he does. We know
they were four extra points.
They were field goals.
Okay, they're not field goals. Four extra points.
Okay, understand what?
Okay, it's the difference between missing field goals.
Extra points are field goals now. They're not just chip shots.
Yeah, like, but they're 32 yards, 34 yards?
Greg, what's the percentage of people who make extra points compared to field goals? It's way higher. Don't say that it's the same thing.
It is. And I'm not trying to discredit what an extra point or a field goal is and the difference between them. All I'm saying is he had a moment. Dak Prescott has had them up until this past Monday. Like, and their team was able to find a way to get it done still. So because he's having a moment and he's a kicker and it's like, oh, we can't trust him now all of a sudden. Like, I'm sure everyone on that sideline in that same uniform was frustrated, even more so than what we are. But at the end of the day, it's like this is who we have right now. So we got to lean into in nurturing what he does, encouraging him, and hopefully he gets back to who we know he's capable of being in the clutch moments, period.
I would be with you if I thought it – like, if it's a receiver that just drops some passes or a quarterback that has a bad day, that to me that's different because, I mean, obviously that just happens. But I think with a kicker to miss four straight extra points, that's like mental.
So now I'm worried.
That's not what I'm worried about. Obviously he can kick. But I'm worried about, is he ever going to get – remember, Vanderjack never got over the yips. Like, that's what I'd be concerned about with Greg.
I understand, but where are you going to go and find a kicker that
hey,
you trust?
It's got to be somebody out there.
Greg, I hear you, but they put somebody on their practice squad just in case.
But I'm saying, I like that.
No, they did because you cannot act like
if he misses the first extra point.
Yeah, what would you do, Greg, if he misses the first extra point? Are you done with him?
If he misses enough, if he misses in this game, then you can't. No. I understand what you're saying, and it's like it's either you're in with him or you're out with him, but you can't just say you're out without giving him a chance to redeem himself in another game. If he does it, yeah, we will all say, yeah, they should have got rid of him. Well, if he's lights out this week, then it's like, oh, I'm glad they didn't get rid of him. So we can go either way with it. Fellas, that's all I'm saying.
All right. Let's move on. Do you give the Giants how much of a – they beat your Vikings – how much of a chance do you give them against Philadelphia?
Man, I give them a strong chance. I really do. I like the Giants, and I'm going to tell you why I like the Giants. I said this after the game in a reaction to the game. Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback.
Stop it, Greg.
I'm glad you said that because I forgot you were kicking that nonsense.
No, we were
going
to get to that. Greg, that is a prisoner of the moment. He's had three 300 – hold on. And then
he's only had one moment.
He's had three 300-yard games, two against Minnesota, the worst defense in the league, and the Lions, another terrible defense. He's played better.
I'll give you that, Greg.
But come on, a top 10. Let's start counting. Give me the other nine. Stop it.
16 games.
No. You give me the other nine.
No, you have the list. You say he's in your top 10. I just can't believe you could say that Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback.
But I can give you nine right now.
Just give me nine.
All right, not in order, but Mahomes.
Whoa. Before you give me these nine, don't be trying to go off last year and resume and all that.
All right, cool. Tell me who you disagree with. Have you looked through it, or did you just knock this off the top of the dome?
This is off the top of your head because
now
you got to
defend
good.
It.
Yes.
All right, look.
No, go ahead.
Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Hurts, Trevor Lawrence.
Hold on. Who'd you say after
Trevor Lawrence?
No. After you said Burrow?
Hurts.
Okay, Hurts.
Okay, that's five. Tua?
Stop it.
He was in the conversation for MVP before he got hurt.
You're taking Tua right now? Okay, I'll give you Tua.
I mean, if you're going to say because he can't play, that's one. But I'm taking Tua. Lamar? Derek Carr?
No.
Not
what?
Derek Carr?
No.
What?
You're standing there with a question mark on the end of it. So no.
Jared Goff? No. I mean, I'm saying it because I'm
Jared
like,
Goff had
response.
A better year than Daniel
Cousins,
Jones.
That's 10. And that's just
and you didn't
even
mention Brady or
Dak.
Aaron Rodgers or Dak.
Stop
so that's
it.
11 right there.
Stop
easy.
It. You're not taking Kirk Cousins over Daniel Jones.
What? I am. I know Cousins has his limitations.
You are for this conversation and this conversation only.
No.
Just to prove a point. Yes,
if I had to start a team, you wouldn't. What
do you
see? Look.
How quiet, do you hear how quiet Rob Parker is right now?
No.
I'm
Greg.
He
come
knows.
On, Greg.
Daniel Jones
Greg,
was great.
Stop it.
Daniel Jones was great last weekend, Greg. No
but
doubt.
But
you
the
really
are terrible,
me
Greg.
You would
know
take
that.
Him. What have you seen from him consistently to tell you you would take him over Kirk Cousins?
He's not turning the ball over. He's going to show up in big moments. He's going to do more with less. Like he can extend the plays out of the pocket. He can beat you with his arm and his legs. I mean, do I need to continue?
Greg, you just got thrown
Greg. Do I need to continue?
Greg, you got thrown
do
a 75-yard bomb.
Yeah, I disagree.
You got thrown
with
a 75-yard bomb, and you dropped it. Greg, turn off your radio, because that is a terrible take by Greg.
We're going to have to do that as a topic when you're on again.
I don't want to hear neither one of you jumping on the Daniel Jones bandwagon at any moment from this point moving forward. I do not want to hear it.
Trust me, you won't hear it.
Greg, you were a receiver. This dude threw 15 touchdowns. If you were on this team, you'd be like, yo, give me the ball.
Absolutely. But from what I've seen, when his team needed the most, like, look at.
He had a great game, but can he do it a few more times before we crown him?
That's what we do now. We wait till they do it.
It's
a few
one
more
game.
Times before we clown people.
It wasn't like he was great all year.
He wasn't? Are you telling me he wasn't?
He was solid all year. He wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination.
He was because he was asked to be solid. When he was asked to be great, he was great. When they said, okay, go and run with it, go and run our offense, go throw the ball over 40 times, we're going to rely on you and what you can do, be great and don't let us down, he delivered.
That's because the Vikings can't guard. They can't guard. He threw for 300
against
them in the regular season.
Yards a game.
Okay.
You lucky the break is coming up, yes. Rick. I mean, my goodness. Unbelievable. All right.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Cause next week you'll be on again, and we'll talk after they play the Eagles. So that's our man Greg Jennings. Crazy takes notwithstanding, we still love him. Good job, man. Great stuff.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.